For a business to be around for more than 50 years, you know they must be doing something right. At D&H Drugstores, something right has always been service, convenience, trust, qualities that build lasting relationships. D&H has been a part of this community for so long because D&H cares about so much more than just filling prescriptions. It's about our family taking care of your family since 1956. D&H Drugstore, your family drugstore, on Broadway at West Boulevard and on Paris Road in the Haithman Village Shopping Center, Columbia.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends. This is Monday, October the 29th. Glad to have you with us. We're going to talk about staying healthy through movement. And if you're watching this on the internet, you may see some bubbles floating by in front of us. If you're not watching us on the internet, go to KBIA.org, click on Talk Shows and then Radio Friends, and you can watch the bubbles float by. Victoria Day is with us from Healthy Steps. Now, what's the purpose of blowing these bubbles, Victoria?
So Healthy Steps is a medically-based movement program that started in the 80s, and it was focused on breast cancer survivors. And a lot of the a lot of breast cancer survivors have had surgery where they've had lymph nodes removed or they've had to have mastectomies, so the lymph system has been damaged. And so what Healthy Steps does is the very first thing you would do, no matter where you went in health, to a Healthy Steps class, anywhere in the world, is you do something called the lymphatic opening. And the very first thing we do in every class is we blow bubbles.
Blow bubbles. So why are you blowing bubbles?
So what we do in this warm-up is we move the speed and the direction of the lymphatic system. And the lymphatic system basically is just, it's the lymph system, like, most people remember, oh, yeah, my mom, when I was little, used to say, oh, are your lymph nodes swollen? Like when you would get a sore throat or something. Well, you not only have nodes, but you have an entire system. It's right underneath. If you just if you laid a nickel on your skin, that would be enough to put pressure on the lymphatic system. That's how
so
close
So you're saying
it is.
The lymphatic system is all over our body.
It's all over our body.
And so by breathing, deep breathing?
Right. And the difference between the lymphatic system and the circulatory system is the circulatory system has the heart, so the blood pumps it.
Uh-huh.
But the lymphatic system, we have to move. Your muscles have to move in order for your lymphatic system to move. And the very first thing you do, the main drain for your lymphatic system is right here. And so when you breathe, take nice big deep breaths.
It's in your stomach.
Yeah, behind the lungs, all in this whole area.
Mm-hmm.
And so the first thing that you're doing when you take a deep breath, like imagine you have a balloon that's sort of filled with water and you take a deep breath and you squeeze it. Well, that's what you're doing to your lymphatic system when you breathe. But one of the things that they found out in Healthy Steps is that oftentimes when you say to people, take a deep breath, they go...
And hold it?
Yeah, because it's suddenly they're panicked. They're focusing on their breath.
So if you take a deep breath, you want to take it in and you want to let it out.
Yeah, so this is a way to say, okay, take a deep breath.
And blow bubbles. That way you're forced to let the air out.
Plus, it's a lot of fun. Okay. And that's another big piece of Healthy
Steps.
People start laughing.
And
when you laugh, you activate the lymphatic system.
Okay.
And then what we do is we blow the bubbles for a few minutes. There's always fun music playing. It's like Tiny Bubbles or I'm Forever Blowing Bubbles. It's usually a bubble song. And then it's about a 10-minute sequence where we go through, we activate the lymphatic system in the neck, we go under the underarm, we do the sides, we go right down, there's some right here in your what they call the inguinal, which is right in your groin area, we do some gentle marching, we activate the ankle a little bit, and then we come back up because the lymphatic system is a circle in your body, and so we come back up here, dumps then into your circulatory system, and that's how it moves, and basically your lymphatic system is what moves the toxins out of your body. It's one of those parts that you want to keep healthy because it improves your immune system, helps you stay healthier.
Right. And moving, exercising is so important. And so many people do not get nearly the right amount of exercise.
No.
Right? I was talking to you briefly before we came on. I said, how much do you know about obesity in our country? Because now it seems like at least once a month, there is a story in the newspaper or in Time Magazine or Newsweek about the fact that we are becoming a nation of obese people.
Right. Well, and I do know, I just was recently reading up on the metabolic syndrome, and which, I mean...
What is the metabolic syndrome?
That my understanding, and I'm just started reading, is those are the risk factors that can result in heart disease, hypertension, diabetes, stroke. So there, it's a set of factors, and obesity is one of those. Lack of activity is another part. And there's other things like with your cholesterol and those. And that their concern that's quickly becoming a bigger factor for heart disease than smoking. For years, it's been smoking, and they.
You're
they,
saying that now they're thinking that becoming obese.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So when is someone classified as being obese?
See, and I don't know that.
Because you have to be a certain percentage over weight. What your normal mm-hmm. weight would be. Right. But if you're doing the Healthy Step program. Right. Hopefully, that's going to help take off the weight.
Well, and actually, the Healthy Steps program is really great for people with chronic illness of any sort. It started out as a program for breast cancer survivors in the late 80s, early 90s. But then what started happening is people were asking to come to these groups who didn't have breast cancer, who weren't breast cancer survivors. So they now, I mean, they've done the Healthy Steps folks, and it is everything is run through the medical director at Healthy Steps. All of the movements that we do in Healthy Steps are approved by the medical director as they have some medically based component. They're doing something positive that meets the mission of Healthy Steps.
Okay, besides blowing bubbles, mm-hmm. what are some of the other things that you do?
So what we do, the basic, an hour, the class is about a 55-minute to an hour class.
Are you moving continuously?
Well, what we do is everything can be done standing or seated. And we come in, we do the warm-up, and then we have a couple of warm-ups where we do one where we're standing, one seated. If someone can't stand, they can do it seated. And so we're moving slowly, and it might be things that you recognize if you ever took a physical therapy, like you had to do physical therapy uh-huh. rehab. You know, it's like we might do real slow rotating of the arms and opening up the sockets.
Stretching.
So a range of motion is one. Supporting the immune system. We might and then after we do our warm-ups, and we do both upper and lower body, we do a couple of what we just call our getting it moving. Mm-hmm. And they'll still be, if you look at them closely, there's still physical therapy kind of movements, they're now fun. It's like, you know, you're dancing to Michael Jackson and you're moving around the room and but everything's done slowly. Because one of the things they found in exercise is for a long time it was get out and, you know, and jog and really bring the heart rate up.
But you got to stay consistent with it.
Well, and the other piece is you want to move slow and gentle.
Okay. If people want more information, the phone number to call is
573-575-MOVE.
Okay, that's easy enough to remember. 575-MOVE.
Yeah, and we have a new session coming up on the first week of November. It'll be a 5-week class.
Thank you very much, Victoria Day.
Thank you.
All right, our program directed by Travis McMillan, Reynolds Journalism Institute Audio, Pat Akers, KBIA. Our floor director is Danny Madison, and our assistant producer, guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. Bye-bye.